There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Super Bowl is over. The NBA trade deadline is about to end. But you know what? It's all good. Because I know when these trades are all said and done, I know where I'm going to put all my money on the games. I'm going to go to mybookie.ag. They got a mobile site. So, well, right now I'm going to work, so I can bet on my lunch break or in the garage. Depends on what game I have a good feeling on. They got plenty of games to bet on, plenty of ways to make money. So if you go now, enter the promo code CHAIR, and they'll match your deposit dollar for dollar. So if you put 100, they give you 100 back, so you get $200 to bet with. Go to mybookie.ag, guys. You bet, you win, you get paid. Welcome in, fellas, to another, and ladies as well, to another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. I'm your host, Vlad Harris. Brought to you by Armchair Media. Take a seat. So, happy Thursday to you guys. It's currently 38 degrees right now in Houston. So I'm getting a lot of ice warnings as I drive. I guess, you know, that your car, you know, gives you ice warnings. This one does. And I would love to have made this right turn if somebody would have put their turn signal in at the head of time. But that's life. We'll work with it. That's just what people do. Last minute turn signals. Anyways. It's 38 degrees here, so it's cold. The high is going to be, I think, 57, which, you know, really in Pittsburgh, it's more t-shirt weather. But the 57 in Houston's a little different in Pittsburgh because in Houston, we're used to 100-degree weather. And when you dip down to 57, well, yeah, it's not as fun. Whereas in Pittsburgh, we're used to sub-zero temperatures in wintertime. So when that 57 hits, or, you know, anything, you know, actually anything above 40 degrees, I would say, we're happy as hell. I mean, we're wearing our hoodies. And, yeah. So even t-shirts. You know, depending how, you know, how your blood is. You know, for me, I think, when I used to do, like, warehouse home delivery, I was always, for some reason, I always was in a short-sleeve shirt because I didn't feel like putting on a jacket on when going outside. If I wasn't going to be out there for that long, I just, you know, I kept the short sleeves on. To a point where I, you know, it would take the temperatures to be below 20 for me to actually wear a jacket. Cause I would just wear a hoodie no matter what. It didn't matter what day it was. Well, I mean, summertime, I didn't wear a hoodie, but pretty much most of winter, I wore a hoodie. Cause I didn't really need a jacket. I think at one time I had to go buy a jacket and I didn't know what kind of jacket to buy. Cause I just didn't know what was cool anymore. Oh, anyways. All right, well, as far as pick goes, we got a whole bunch of news. Well, lots of fun things. We'll get one thing out of the way first. Pitt Hoops lost to Notre Dame last night. Notre Dame, as people pointed out, they're doing pretty well at home. You know, they're 11-3 at home this year, and Pitt usually has a tough time at South Bend, and doesn't matter what sport it is, whether it's football or basketball. And, of course, Notre Dame shot lights out. And pitchers couldn't keep up with them. You know, that's just how it is. I mean, Pitt, on the flip side, got a big, had a pretty, they got production out of their big three. Because Ryan Murphy was out. Champagne, McGowan's, and X. All were in double figures. But at the end of the day, Notre Dame just had more arsenal. And they were hitting on their targets more. And that's just the gist of it, you guys. I mean, it was 42-33 at halftime. And then Pitt started to make a comeback. And then Notre Dame went on a run. And that was really about it. Pitt just, you know, couldn't keep up. It sucks to lose that game because Pitt really needed it. But, you know, this team, I doubt, like I said before, I doubt they go to the NCAA tournament. I love to be wrong, but in this case, I may not be. Maybe NIT and CBI, possibly, but, you know, like I said, this team reminds me of the 01, the 2000-2001 team where they didn't make the tournament, but they left you with a lot to be positive about. I mean, we're gonna live in a world pretty much where Penn State is going to be in the NCAA tournament and probably possibly Duquesne. Well, I mean, Duquesne has been struggling as of late. Mainly because, you know, a lack of 10 play started and the games are just going to get tougher. Oh, well. I guess it'll be weird seeing Penn State in the tournament, but I think the last time they were in a tournament, Ed DeChellis was their coach, and he was gone not too long after that. I think the year after they made a tournament, he was there, and he abruptly left for Navy, where he is currently 12-9 as coach at Navy right now. I mean, he's had some winning seasons with Navy. It's just they never made a tournament. It's Navy basketball, so what can you do? I mean, they haven't really been much since probably David Robinson was there. And Paul Evans. But Pitt's got Georgia Tech next. Winnable game. It's at home. All Pitt can do is keep winning and just keep building. That's all I can do. That's just, you know, I mean, that's pretty much the whole gist of it. All right, now let's get to some more fun stuff. Pitt wrapped up its recruiting class. They got a kicker. And, of course, they got a quarterback, a four-star, Rashard Battle, out of Georgia. He was a Maryland commit. He ends up in Pitt. But the Iowa State kicker, I think they flipped him from Iowa State, I believe. So we always need kickers, but, you know, picked out two more players, and hey, you know what? I don't mind another cornerback. I'll take it. Shoot. I'm sure you guys would as well. Anyways. I guess a lot of our fun things came up during, I guess, the, you know, that whole event they had for, you know, Larimer 10th day. It seems like the early sign day is kind of taking away the luster of the signing period because pretty much we're able to wrap up our you know, our class early, and there may be a few holdouts. So, you know, we're not getting that whole excitement as we used to get where in February, whatever, we log into Rivals, Scout.com, although it's something else now, probably. I think is it 24/7 now that they merge? I think. Whatever the case, whatever site, whether it's Panther Digest, Panther More, Panther Lair, or, you know, if you're going to go on the Cardiac Hill, or Pit Blather, Dream Backfield, Athletics, but I can't forget them, or PGH Sports Now. Man, there's a lot of sites. I remember one time it was just Scout and Rivals. Those were your two main ones. And, you know, there was some sort of rivalry between both of them as well. Because on the one side you had, you had Chris Peak, who's still there, Panther Lair. And then the other side you had, well, you had Bob Blickenfels at Panther Digest. Although Bob, I think at one point, went national. He took a more of a national. I think he covered the East Regional, I think, for recruiting. But he would drop in and give stuff that he would know. You know, stuff that he was hearing, you know, from the locals. But, for a while, Harry Passeros ran it. And I think it was actually Harry and Bob. And, you know, that was a fun time. Because Pitt just hired Dave Wannstedt. And there was so much buzz around the Pitt program because they just came off a BCS bowl game. And there, you know, Pitt was in it with a lot of Whipple kids. And it was just an exciting time. I mean, of course, sign day was always fun too because, you know, there was always, you know, Dave would at least would give us a surprise here and there. You know, he would have some recruit would come out of nowhere that they were offering and whatever. I remember, when he first was hired, I think sign day he pulled Conridge Collins and he was a 4-star, you know, recruit. We were all excited about that. But of course, you always had the sign day defections as well. I mean, we've had those. Shoot, we've had a share of those. And of course, the biggest one had to be, you know, the 2004 season, the 2004 class, I would say, where on sign day, we were pretty much left at the altar by players that we recruited and we had commitments from. I mean, Andrew Johnson, he was a 5-star out of North Hills. He ends up going to Miami. And Anthony Morelli, who we all knew, we pretty much knew, you know, I mean, it was pretty obvious. When he decommitted from Pitt, he was reopening that pretty much he wasn't coming to Pitt anymore. Yeah, Morelli, he decommitted and he ended up going with Penn State. And I think he was pretty much dead set on Penn State when Joe made the in-house visit, I believe, because I think Morelli gave him a nice little box or present or whatever it was that said, it would be great to play for you, coach. You know, because he's, you know, because obviously, you know, Pitt took him to Pasta too, I believe, is what happened. Yeah, they had the visits. Pitt took him to Pasta too, I believe. And of course Joe did the in-house visit where they had a home cooked meal. And the home cooked meal is always gonna beat eating out in terms of recruiting. Because, well, you're sitting down, you're having a home-cooked meal with family and friends. And of course, you know, so as far as, you know, stereotypical stuff goes, you know, Morelli's Italian. So, yeah, that's obviously that's a night, you know, it's a big thing amongst Italians. I wouldn't say, you know, much so Italians. I think just, you know, a lot of families in general. I mean, we all love to sit down and have a meal together. I mean, it's usually on weekends. You know, never during the work week because work weeks are hectic. But at the end of the day, you come on the weekends and you sit down and you have a meal. But I mean, that's of course if all your family lives close. All your family's close in terms of relationships. But anyways, let's get away from all that and go to, you know, back to the points at hand. But yeah, Pitt's had its share of heartbreaks and awesome things. And well, but you know, I think one thing these two sign days does is it decreases the heartbreak. Because when that sign day comes, the early one does, then the recruit who's having second thoughts can say, oh, well, shit, I got to sign soon, so I'm going to have to decommit. You know, I have to reopen my recruitment because I don't think I want to sign this. Or some who just don't want to sign at the moment because, yeah, same reason. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's not much luster. I mean, it's kind of, you know, these two sign periods, you know, usually this one here always had a lot of buzz, but this year not so much. I mean, there wasn't much hype. It was like, oh, yeah, by the way, we had two more guys. Yeah, we're done with our class. Oh, well, that's life. It's weird, you know. I'm getting these notifications on my phone from Class Dojo. It's what teachers use to communicate with their students or the parents. And I'm just finally getting messages from her, you know, from her teacher, that my daughter's teacher, that, you know, I sent a while back. And of course, the responses are late, and I already have the answers, but whatever. Okay, let's get to the fun part of all this. Even more fun. Mark D'Antonio, out of nowhere, retired from Michigan State. He went and tweeted his little tribute where he thanked everyone. And so, you know, tough decision, but, you know, it's time to go, blah, blah, blah. Which, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know if it's... If you know Mark D'Antonio, followed the guy, it doesn't seem like this would be something he would do. This would be how he would retire. That he would go on social media and do it. You know, that's the weirdest thing, is he did on social media. I would think he would have, you know, had a press conference or just sent out a press release and said the hell with it. Nope. Instead on Twitter. But long story short, I guess there were some more NCAA infractions, some violations that he committed. I guess they were coming his way. And of course, he could have retired weeks ago, but if he stayed on by a certain date, he got his $4 million bonus. So he gets a nice little severance package. He gets his bonus, and I'm sure whatever's left on his contract. And he's done. I mean, I'm sure it was long overdue. I mean, you guys know that he was this was eventually going to come, that he was going to retire. You know, the writing was on the wall for him, I think. But I'm just surprised now it happened, you know, the timing of this. You would have thought this would happen right after the season ended, but I think he intended to stay on and fix, you know, what was wrong with the program. Because basically, the defense was fine at Michigan State. The problem was the offense. The offense sputtered the last few seasons. And of course, you know, Michigan obviously is starting to come on the come up. But he obviously is not going to be able to fix it because, well, more violations came his way. And now he gets to go and retire. I don't know. And naturally, the Sparduzzi movement, hashtag Sparduzzi, came into play as, well, obviously Pat was going to be one of the obvious choices. Him and Luke Fickell are the two obvious ones. But at the event last night, Pat reaffirmed his commitment to Pitt. And his goal is to be here. I mean, you could dissect Pat's words in his speech. Well, he says his goal is to stay in Pitt. That doesn't mean he's going to stay here. That was the one thing. I knew people would pick that apart. And yeah, there's still a chance Pat Narduzzi could leave. He's not leaving this time. I can say that much. I think what happens here is, unless they can get unless Michigan State can really get somebody really, you know, eye-opening, I believe they're going to get somebody that's a short-term hire that's going to give them a way to clean house from the D'Antonio era and start anew with somebody fresh and funky. And who knows? I mean, if Pat Narduzzi starts really killing it at Pitt, maybe when the short-term hire Michigan State goes away, maybe he goes back to East Lansing. Those are some things you just can't really, you know, you can't rule out. I think they go short-term and try to, you know, clean up whatever mess that they have, and then they go out and they find their man, whoever it is. But it's obviously not going to be Pat Narduzzi. I mean, Pat Narduzzi was a carbon copy of Mark D'Antonio, and I don't think Michigan State wants that right now. I think they're going to want somebody more offensive-minded, like a Luke Fickell. Because basically they got to play against Michigan and Michigan, you know, Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State. So you got to keep up with those three. You got to have plenty of firepower. I mean, sure, you got to play defense, but you got to have firepower as well. You got to score touchdowns, put up lots of points. That's what's been missing for Michigan State the last few years. So we'll see what happens there. You know, Pat obviously had a, you know, released a video on social media about that. I think Wolf of Wall Street, where he was staying. It'd be hilarious though if he did end up taking the Michigan State job. If he would post the Jerry Maguire, like, who's coming with me? I'm leaving. Who's coming with me? I would love to see that if he would have flipped and changed his mind and went to East Lansing. And props to the social media department at Pitt. I mean, they've been really killing it with all this stuff. You know, the live wires, the videos, and of course all this fun stuff with the photoshopping. I mean, you know, it's been pretty cool. I mean, of course, there was Halloween where, you know, Carlo Zovgo, you all remember him. He was a recruiting writer for 24/7. Now he's on the Pitt staff. He dressed up in a Pitt uniform and pretended to be that statue, and he was scaring the piss out of everybody. I mean, he made one offensive lineman try to punch him. But yeah, I mean, that was a fun time. So yeah, I mean, Pat's happy. I mean, he talked about Heather Like. I mean, how much, you know, he really likes, enjoys working with her. And Pat's obviously very optimistic about the future. And yeah, you know, we should be optimistic as well. I mean, we were on the cusp of losing him, and it seemed, but not so much. And so people's narratives have gone now because they can't, you know, say, well, you know, Pitt may lose him, and no. He put an end to it, and of course told his players to stay off Twitter because, of course, we were going to have a field day with it. But if you looked at a lot of the Pitt reaction on Twitter when D'Antonio retired, we were all surprised, but we all figured Pat wasn't going to leave for the most part. So we weren't really, you know, we weren't really too, you know, too down the dumps. We all pretty much knew that, you know, there was probably a good chance that he wasn't going to get hired. That Michigan would probably go with a more six-year hire. Or if anything, somebody short-term. And I think that's what short-term is probably going to have to go because their athletic department is a mess right now. And although Tom Izzo is going to stay no matter what. I mean, he's the captain of the Titanic. Although his team was doing really well. It's just the, you know, the life department's the Titanic right now. But he's going to stay on board with his ship. And, you know, when it comes crashing down, he'll try to stay afloat with what he has. Oh, well, guys, I'll wrap it up here. Have a good weekend. Make sure to, if you're going to play some games this weekend, NBA College, go to mybookie.ag, promo code CHAIR. Drop 100, get 100 back. Go bet. Win some money. And Valentine's Day is coming up. So, yeah. There you go. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Hell to Pitt.